Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just do it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 1046 on the Fan on this Friday. What's going on, everybody? It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. Brian Cashman, like a stern parent, putting his foot down. Saying, you're not doing what you want to do. We'll explain. And I love it, by the way.
You will not play.
Yes, you will not play. You don't give it away, Teak. Don't give too much away, buddy. So we're talking quarterbacks here. And you know what? We've talked quarterbacks every day because it's that kind of an offseason. The Jets are trying to find the new one, although this is more about the Giants today.
Everybody needs a new quarterback.
Except, that's the point. Except, you know, 5, 6, 7 teams that are really stable. Whether it's young quarterbacks who are entering their prime or young quarterbacks who you already know are going to get a big second contract like Burrow and Herbert. It's a delicate balance of finding that player, developing that player, insulating that player. You know, and you mentioned Josh Allen before. Things really popped when they went out and they got Stephon Diggs.
That's right.
And you know that the Giants know that. The challenge for the Giants, for Jones obviously, the challenge for the Giants here is determining his absolute value and doing the dance as other desperate teams come knocking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge.
Yeah, that is the challenge. But it's, you know, it's interesting because we started this by talking about Julian Love and how he kind of
betraying
not,
us.
Well, he's not giving Nick Sirianni credit. Basically, he said this tongue in cheek and he had a smile on his face. Yeah, I don't. You know, it was ready set for him. Anybody could have done Nick Sirianni's job. In some ways, he's actually kind of calling out a little bit the New York Giants, right? That the talent that the Giants have. Because when you go look at what plagued them, you know, in games that mattered, it was lack of second-level defensive impact players. As much as we love Adoree Jackson because he's such a good corner, he's not impactful. He doesn't intercept the ball. He doesn't turn the football over. I think he's only got 3 or so in the last few years. And so they need impact players. You look at C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the Eagles and, you know, these guys who just get after. They're ball hawks. They're opportunistic. The Giants need that. And Julian Love, maybe not intentionally doing so, basically is calling out the roster of the Giants at the same time, is taking a little bit of a shot at the Philadelphia Eagles, who, by the way, they're the standard right now in the NFC East. And in order to be the best, as the cliche goes, you got to beat the best. The Giants got to put a roster together that can compete and beat the Philadelphia Eagles, period.
877-337-6666. I'll add this before we get back to the phones. And this along the lines of the lack of talent, with all due respect. If the Giants were, now, look, the Giants are extremely well coached. There's multiple layers. It's either neutral, you're either horrendously coached, mm-hmm. or you're incredibly well coached. They are incredibly well coached. If they were even just neutral, there's probably a 5-win team.
No doubt.
They're probably a five-win team.
They hit Vegas's number.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right. All right, let's get back to the phones here. How about Justin Dobbs Ferry? What's going on, Justin? Good morning.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Going back to like even like 2013, I don't think, you know, Eli, you know, at the time was, you know, always going up to his potential. You always thought he was going to have more. Just like Jones here, he had the bottom top three, the bottom three offensive line for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Receivers, you know, imagine you put a $20 million receiver like, you know, A.J. Brown or somebody like
that. Yeah, they tried to. They just, the talent. They tried to, but Gettleman just paid the wrong guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, and exactly. Galladay. But if you had a line that works and, you know, and now Kafka with another year with, you know, with Jones, you know, mastering the offense and mm-hmm. getting somebody in there that could, you know, get first big first downs and throw up the ball. You know, like you could even see with Jamar Chase, he wanted the ball thrown up to him. Like these guys are going to come down with the ball.
Oh yeah,
majority of the time.
Oh yeah, the big play that Joe Burrow made to Jamar Chase that allowed them to pull even and make it 20-20 in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that was maybe the most ill-advised seam throw I've ever seen. Jamar Chase is running clearly, like easily, double covered by the Kansas City Chiefs defenders. And Joe Burrow just throws it right in the middle of them. Jamar Chase puts on the brakes, high points it, and catches it on the 6-yard line. Right? Did the Giants have that guy?
No.
Exactly. And so nobody ever throws that ball. You just don't throw it because it's an interception, it's an incompletion, it's ineffective, it's inefficient. You don't do it unless you have a stud who's going to go get it. And I've said this all season long. I want someone who's going to – this is my ball. I don't care if you have better leverage. I don't care if you're on top of me. I don't care if you're undercutting me. This is my ball. The Giants don't have that guy. And as soon as they do, then we can really evaluate Daniel Jones because Daniel Jones will get comfortable just like Joe Burrow is, just like Patrick Mahomes is, just like Josh Allen is with Stephon Diggs, of throwing balls that you shouldn't throw because you know your guy's going to go get it.
Question, is that not an innate skill?
No, it's a trust thing with a wide receiver. Like Kerry Collins used to have this with Amani. And I mean, it's why you would see him, you know, throw some of these balls and it's just like, I don't know about that one. Amani, go get it. Cause Amani was, I mean, he was like a ninja. Amani, he had these like little subtle hand techniques.
I think it was martial arts.
Yeah, he definitely did a lot of martial arts, but like he could push you away and not like get called.
Yeah.
I remember we used to always joke with him. I was like, dude, you're pass interfering every single play. Because he wasn't fast. Like, Amani wasn't a blazer, but he was always open. And it was because he just had these subtle skills, and Kerry trusted him. That's why they had such a good rapport with each other.
Let's get Eddie up in Westchester. Eddie's on the Fantique Interior. What's up there, Eddie? How are you?
What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, BT? You know, Teak, I got a bone to pick with you, man.
All right. Let me hear it.
I see the highlights, the Jersey Housewives, all the guys are having fun, and you're not in any of the videos.
Dude, man, I was just there to have the drinks. I sat in the corner. You know me. I'm going to sit in the cut, Eddie. I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm going to sit in the cut.
You're showing up at the last 5 minutes at every party again like last year?
No, we're off. We're not doing it this year. So we're on it. We did a couple episodes, but we're not part of the.
Think he got his freedom back, is what he's saying.
Oh man,
that
was a grind, Eddie.
Couldn't pay me to do that. That is craziness.
I love most of them. Yeah. But I'll leave it that way.
Let me get on the quarterback thing. First of all, at the beginning of the year, I wanted Daniel Jones and Barkley gone because I didn't think they were going to develop. They didn't show, you know, 1 year out of 4 years.
Yeah, you meant before the season, Eddie.
Yeah,
okay.
Before the season.
Go ahead.
I like Jones and Barkley first year a little bit,
yep.
And then all of a sudden I've died off in the beginning of the year. So what I would do is I would franchise tag Jones and play him for the first couple of seasons, and then I would trade him probably to the Jets for two number ones, and then going into next year's draft, Boomer said there's a quarterback that's a top. Now you're going into the next year's draft with three number one draft picks, or maybe even four.
But Eddie, now you're starting all over again. So, like, you're going into the next season with an idea of what we could be and, like, where we can ascend to. Appreciate you, Eddie. Have a great weekend, dude. What you can be, and then you're just kind of undercutting it. And what happens if you win three games and you're 3-0 and you may even win a division game, whatever?
Well, then you draft top five and you get a stud.
Yeah, but you're starting over.
That's okay.
I just don't know that. Nah, man.
I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's more acceptable when you've had a competitive run.
Let me look at the
rather
20,
than
I got to find the 20. Keep going. I want to look at the 2024 four.
No, I got you. Like, listen, it's an easier sell if you've had a couple of playoff berths and maybe made a little bit of a run. Even if you're short of a Super Bowl, you can say, well, we're not really there and it's not really working. Let's reset and it's going to be a little tough to swallow and to watch for a year or two, but eventually we'll be better.
Yeah.
But the Giants haven't had that outside of this year and, you know, the 1 year with McAdoo when they lost to the Packers in the playoffs. It's been 10 years of hell.
Yeah, it has been.
So
it's not been fun.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Giant fans will accept anything because they're going to go because they're great fans, but it's not the number one curtain that you want to pull back and you know, see that situation in front of you.
So Eddie,
even though it might be more effective.
Eddie talked about trading Daniel Jones but the only way they can trade him is after he signs the franchise tag.
And so, he said trade him to the Jets. He's trading him
in the middle of the season. So I'm looking at 2024. The problem with 2024 is prospects, VT, is that C.J. Stroud is still technically a 2024 prospect. He's coming out.
No doubt.
Right? Bryce Young, same way.
Yep.
So the top two, Caleb Williams, same thing. The top two or three quarterbacks are not going to be there for the 24 prospect drafts. And the first one you get to is Jaren Hall from BYU, who I have no idea who that guy is. And Anthony Richardson, who's probably going to come out
from Florida,
is also Caleb Williams will be there because he's still got one more year. That's right, because I get confused because he transferred. He's still got one more year. Tyler Van Dyke from Miami, who got benched.
You've been talking about him for years,
But I'm not even on him anymore. I don't even like him any longer.
Yeah.
Leary.
We're looking too far down the road.
I don't love this year's draft for quarterbacks.
And you don't like 24 at all.
And I don't like 24 at all because I think half of these guys are going to come out and not even get drafted.
I agree with that. So most of those guys are coming out.
They're coming out this year.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're going to be fifth rounders and free agents. I just don't like the quarterbacks in the college football right now.
Okay.
I mean, hell, DJ Uiagalelei is still in the top 10.
Stop with him. From Clemson, I told you.
He's
not even at
Clemson anymore.
No, I'm saying when he was there. But I remember watching that Boston College game, and I'm like, this guy's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that game?
Yes.
I don't like this kid. We talked a lot about him nationally. I'm like, this ain't it. I got spoiled with Trevor Lawrence,
His name, I think. Or tried to, at least.
I mean, I was going to say fun for people to hear us try to pronounce it. Which I don't think I ever did. That's why I'm not saying it now. Still not sure how to say it. It's 10:37 on the Fan Tiki and Tierney Show, 877-337-6666. Brian Cashman put his foot down. We'll get to that coming up next hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.